Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, comedian Kelsey Cook. She's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. Guys, does the mere thought of going to the airport to board a plane send shivers up your spine? Mm-hmm. The new Homeland Security measures that call for body scanners means your little secret won't be secret anymore. Who wants to reveal to the world that your package would not only easily fit in the overhead bin, but also in the headphone plug outlet? Not me. I mean, if I were that small, anyway, fellas, now you can give that security guy's wand a run for his money with my new Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer. Yeah, that's right. Made of a pliable TSA-approved patented latex, my Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer is available in three easy sizes to use. Very large, huge, and massive. Just choose the size you wish to be. Use the adjustable Velcro and elastic harness system to strap it on and head to the airport. Confident to not just walk, but swagger through the body scanner. Only $79.95 plus shipping and handling, three for $399.95.
Wow.
With the Billy Mazing Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer, your package will look so huge, fellas, you may be asked to check it at the gate. Your dreams of dating that cute gal at the security monitor will come to life after she gets a peek at the cargo you're hauling. And your new enhanced unit performs double duty once on board. Use it as a kickstand to keep that guy in front of you from leaning his seat back too far, or use it as a handy way to wave down the flight attendant.
Oh, stewardess.
Yes, can I help? Oh, my God!
Ooh, step aside! I got this one, Cindy.
That's the new Billy Mazing Security Scanner Manhood Enhancer.
Warning, not legal in any state, has been known to induce a blind rage in security dogs.
Order today, I'm Billy Mazing.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a guest in the studio. She is Kelsey Cook.
Hello.
Now, growing up with a name like Kelsey, if you had a substitute teacher, would they not know if you were he or a she, Kelsey?
No.
Because of Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer, yeah. I think that was such a rarity, him having that name.
Yeah.
I feel like pretty much everybody else. I think when I was born, Kelsey was maybe the most popular name that year for girls.
And really?
So I think you were just seeing a bunch of Kelseys.
A lot of Kelseys?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
And has a nice punch to it, Kelsey Cook. And
Nice punch. A lot of consonants.
Yeah.
In DJ school, they tell you you're supposed to have a name like that.
It's not, not cumbersome like Kostaki Economopoulos.
Did you say BJ school?
DJ school.
Oh, DJ. There's a BJ school?
Oh, some of it's don't
Well, they should have. They should have a BJ school.
You have to do it to get on OnlyFans.
Yeah. You got to learn how to do that.
I see. Where was I? Oh, I know. I was trying to do anything but this. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom
program. Time for your final.
Is it an oral final? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to our guest. She is the lovely Kelsey Cook. And Kelsey, we've learned that you are becoming a sports fan because your boyfriend is an avid sports fan.
Yes.
And a gambler of sorts.
Yeah.
What else is happening in your life?
Well, I got one of the Aura rings not that long ago. Have you guys seen these?
Mm-mm. I have not seen them on a person yet.
They're like the new Apple Watch, right? Mm-hmm. And so he and I both got them. And,
this is like a health thing, right?
Yeah.
It tells your heartbeat. And
it tracks your sleep and your movement and and stuff like that. But I've realized that sometimes it will try to just guess what activity you just did. Oh. And so I wore it when Chad and I had sex. And then I got a notification from it on my phone that said, "Hey, did you just do some light walking?" And I was devastated. I was like, "I am bringing the heat in there. Put some respect on my name."
Wait a second. What did his Aura watch or Aura I don't know ring say?
I have never asked if his actually, I don't think he was wearing it at the time, to be honest.
He was just lying there. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that was tough for me to read.
That's
but
so funny.
You can go in and correct the guess. So, I did change it to horseback riding because why not? But they just don't even list sex as an option, which I just feel like, it's like adults are using this. Like,
yeah.
I'm at an age where sex is maybe the only exercise I did that week. Like, I'd kind of like the points on the board. Mm-hmm. And the other options they list are so dumb. Like, one of the exercise ones is hula hoop. Hmm. Like, who is hula hooping? Like, to me, that's just air sex, I feel. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then they also put musical instrument as an exercise.
Wow.
It's like, if anybody's ripping clarinet for 2 hours at a point where it's registering as a workout, I feel like that person is only having sex with a hula hoop. Like, that's not a cool vibe.
Yeah, I've heard about these.
I thought you were getting one.
Yeah, I think I need to.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's got some electronic gizmos on the inside of the
ring. It's like a wedding band, a big wedding band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this says it's a fitness ring,
mm-hmm.
but it tells you what activity you're doing.
Yeah, well, sometimes. Sometimes it does.
So it knows if you're running.
Or doing light walking.
Right,
AKA
right.
Trying your best in
wink,
bed.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
That'd be great for you, Josh. Like, during sex, your Aura ring would go, are you rolling dice? Are you hailing a cab?
Sure.
A lot of arm motion.
You're supposed to say pulsing a door.
Gotcha.
I'll occasionally whack it.
How does it know all this stuff? This is amazing.
It is really cool.
I'm guessing it reads out on your phone then.
Yeah. It gives you such a detailed breakdown of your sleep every night, of your stress levels, activities. It's pretty crazy.
This is why I got rid of my Apple Watch. I got tired of being bossed around.
Get up.
Sit down.
Yep.
You don't have enough steps today.
Yep.
Hey, shut up.
You haven't closed your rings today. Yeah. You can still do it. Yeah.
Does it have to go on a certain finger?
So they do tell you they want you to wear it on your index finger because it can pick up the most information then. But I just think on a fashion end, that looks kind of dumb. It's like, I feel like I look like the lead singer of Papa Roach. Like, it's such a like thick index finger ring, you know?
No, it looks like you're going steady and you had to wear your boyfriend's ring on that finger because it was the only one that it would fit on.
Yeah, it's like not a great look for me, but it is what it is.
So I assume they come in different sizes then.
Come in different sizes, different colors.
So do you have to go to a jewelry store and have them give you your finger measurement?
You don't know what your ring size is?
Of course.
I would guess most guys don't.
Okay. I didn't know mine, especially for like each finger and stuff.
Well, that's true. If your index finger, I wouldn't know. But
they send you a size kit, which I'm sure men have
every
used
guy,
for
yeah.
other
oh,
things.
Boy.
But,
Yeah.
Well, look at this. John C. Holmes.
Oh, no. It's your ring size, weirdo.
But I think Kelsey's implying that every guy that gets it probably.
Yeah, probably.
Is it like a string you tie around and then measure?
It's, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's
I always
fascinating.
Thought your ring size was your shoe size.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right.
You mean you think there's a connection?
Correlation?
I have no idea.
My fingers are 12 wide.
I don't know, is it? That could come in handy.
Now, we're hanging out with a lady who's about to be on the TV. Hulu, it's called Mark Your Territory, and it stars our guest, Kelsey Cook. Have you seen it yet?
I have, yeah.
And is it hard to watch for you? Did you?
Initially, because you're just like, oh God, please let this have come out as good as it felt in the room, right? Because they can make it, you feel so good on stage, but then sometimes sound-wise, you listen back and you're like, oh Jesus, like what happened here?
We thought that the audience was getting in the way, so we cut the laughs out.
Right.
We want people to hear what you're talking about.
Right. I mean, things, like there are technical issues all the time with stuff like this, but fortunately, I think it turned out great. They really picked up the sound well, and so yeah, it wasn't too painful to watch.
No, I would ask this of any guest. Don't think I'm being sexist here. What did you wear? And did you give it a lot of thought?
I did give it a fair amount of thought. I wore jeans and Nikes and like a little jacket. I think women, we don't want to have like sweat marks showing. I don't want to wear heels. I want to be able to move around. And so you're trying to find that balance between looking nice enough for it to be on a special, but still feeling like yourself.
And they let you wear a shoe with a visible name brand?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Remember my favorite sweating story on stage? Tommy Jonigan?
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart. He sweats so much he had to wear maxi pads under his arm.
Yeah. He is a big sweater.
Yeah.
Maybe he has hyperhidrosis.
Could be.
I think he might have.
Don't use big words around me, lady.
It's too early in the morning.
Did you film more than one show?
We did thank God.
Are they intercut?
Yes, we shot two, used what we could of each one that made it feel the best, but
because that's where armpit sweat could be a problem.
Yeah, you have it in one shot and not in the other.
Truly, yeah. That's why you gotta
in the wrong order.
Right.
Yeah. When I shot my previous special, The Hustler, we did it in Denver, and thank God we had two shows to do it, because the second show, they had started it late because a man had passed out and they had to call an ambulance.
Wow.
It was just like chaos at this special taping. They had to call an ambulance. The show started late on the second one, and there was the Stanley Cup finals happening the same night.
Mm.
And so that let out at the same time. People came in completely hammered, like in a blackout. Didn't even know what they were there for. They're just like, let's just keep going. Let's go to a comedy show. So they sat some drunk people like third row, dead center.
Wow.
And within 5 minutes of being on stage, a girl just kept talking to me like during a special taping, like, yes, no, that's so true. And I was like, whoa, lady, like, look at me in the eye, like, you gotta lock it up or you gotta go. And I could just see her eyes were like doll eyes. They were just glass. She just, nobody was home.
Aww.
And she started talking again. We had to kick her out. It took like 10 minutes to kick her out.
Oh, man.
She was in super high heels and it was just like, you know, baby deer trying to navigate out of there. She flipped me off on the way out.
So
that was all during a special taping. I was like, thank God we shot one right before this, because if that was the only one, I don't know what we would have done.
Are you making Pat nervous?
No.
Patty G's about to tape his special in Salt Lake.
Maybe a little, yeah.
Oh, are you doing Wise Guys?
No, I'm doing the dry bar thing.
Oh, so nice. Okay. Late.
Now, the audience, I assume they're not being served alcohol?
At all, no. It's a very, very church clean, too.
Dry bar.
Right, yeah.
Oh, Kelsey, I've got 3 minutes of material.
Oh, it's going to be great.
There was some editing.
That's generous.
It's going to be great.
we're hanging out with a comedian, Kelsey Cook. We got to hang out over that way for just a second. And with Christy Lee, what's going on?
New research pinpoints when dogs first became man's best friend.
Oh.
According to scientists, indigenous people in what is now Alaska began forming close relationships with the ancestors of today's dogs at least 12,000 years ago. That's 2,000 years earlier than previously recorded on the continent. Researchers determined that the animal had been domesticated. After analyzing the sample along with an 8,100-year-old canine jawbone, which showed substantial contributions from salmon proteins, meaning the animal had regularly eaten fish provided by humans.
Huh? Neat. How did they know that it was provided by humans?
Yeah, that's quite a leap.
Yeah, I know.
Well, because on the caves, those are clearly drawings of Snoopy. That's, of course, the original coyote doodle. Beautiful dog. Curly hair, hypoallergenic.
Oh, but they were doing, I see, yes, yeah, yeah.
I got a doodle among my many dogs.
Of course you do.
I have two of them. I think it's a law in my county, but go ahead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My little guy.
Is he smart?
No.
Yeah, mini doodle? Mini doodle,
he's
it sounds like.
A small one. I've got regular dogs, then I've got the little guy.
Regular dogs.
You know, normal dogs.
I thought I was getting a mini, and I got a regular dog. She's much, much bigger than I thought she was going to be.
Now, you were asking me off the air, Josh, if cats were domesticated before dogs. I don't know the answer to that.
It sounds to me like maybe dogs, but I don't know either. I mean, also different parts of the world were probably doing different things.
Well, there were sad, lonely women that needed to become cat ladies way back in the day.
Yeah, Cleopatra.
He's teasing me, Kelsey. Yeah. I'm a proud cat owner. I know you are, too.
I am, too. Yeah. I had two cats before Chad and I started dating. He had a golden doodle. He brought the dumb doodle. No, he's great. But he's,
dumb doodle.
You know, sometimes something's going on in his brain where it just feels like he's only eaten cocaine for 2 years. Like, you have people over and you're like, what are you doing? And he's like humping all the pillows. He's trying to hump the people. It's just like, it's a lot of energy. And I'm very much like a cat of a human where I'm an introvert. I'm pretty low energy. So when he's worked up like that, I'm just like, I can't be part of this.
Do you still have the cats?
I do. Yep. So when we got together, we merged our pets. And that was, I don't know how, do you have older cats, younger cats?
Younger.
Okay, mine are older, and they had never met a dog. Oh. And this is like a 50-pound golden doodle. So when they first met him, I'm pretty sure they thought he was like a dragon. And they were so terrified, and it was pretty chaotic for about the first year. But now everybody gets along okay, and it's fine.
Yeah, good.
I went the other way on that. I had my golden as a puppy, and it met a cat that was going to be in its life for quite a while.
Yeah.
And the puppy came back, only this time a full-grown dog, and the cat was like, what the hell is this? This puppy was my size. Now who the
you exposed to gamma rays?
What the hell, pal?
My
cats love dogs.
Is that really? Right?
Yeah, wow. they do. So got lucky there.
Takes a lot of trust. I mean, if you put yourself in a cat's position, like, we can't even, there's nothing. There aren't humans or creatures that are that much bigger than us the way that our dog is that much bigger than our cat. You know what I mean? Right. That has to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's find out what else is going on over that way.
A company is launching a so-called AI wing girl that promises to help men find women to date.
I'm all for, and I'm not talking for myself, this is a great thing.
The outfit known as Vita Select says its artificially intelligent dating co-pilot, dubbed Ari, was built on extensive matchmaking data in order to help men navigate modern dating, from dating apps to social media to real-world encounters with personalized guidance.
So wait a minute. In English, this means the app is going to help you pick up women.
No, yeah. I don't see it as that.
According to the company, Ari's features include making standout user profiles on your dating apps, crafting compelling messages to maximize the chances of getting a response.
Okay, so now it's helping you write. So if you're going back and forth on an app.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers, you're sure your picture makes you look really hot.
What?
They haven't quite worked out the vocal interface.
I am twitching and erect, you what hot you tomato.
This is his AI voice.
Let's just all be grateful Tom's not on dating apps.
Many are.
It also offers real-time expert dating advice for any dating scenario.
Now, that's what I like. The stuff about the writing your profiles and stuff, maybe do it yourself, but there are a lot of guys out there that just need
a little help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ari is currently available as a free app on the Apple Store or Google Play with premium features available for $20 a month.
Like sweet guys who are just awkward, and this can help them.
Yeah, Vita Select claims early users report an average 300% increase in dates within the first month of using Ari.
But do you think it'd be off-putting if you started dating somebody and then you found out later that all of your early messages were made by AI?
Yeah, good point.
It must be.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a Cyrano type thing.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, so your Ferrari is really a Volkswagen Golf.
What?
Well, you can't lie big like that.
You gotta go change your AI, you gotta figure that out.
If the AI is smart, yeah.
You're not black.
And you're not on like
we're taking the bus because my Alfa Romeo's in the shop. No. Maybe try being yourself. That'll be helpful.
Sure, but again,
everybody be themselves except
there are guys out there that are like debilitatingly nervous and awkward and but they are sweet, good dudes, and they need help.
Yeah, I like my wing girl like I like my boobies.
Oh.
False. And by the way, I'd like to bring back the word falsies. Anyone on that? Now, have you ever heard the word falsies?
No, the silence was deafening, I think.
Well, the fact that he called... I'm going in to get some false boobs.
Yeah.
Falsies is a classic 50s era.
Falsies is a classic.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever heard that phrase?
In the makeup world, that's what they call fake eyelashes. I have never heard them for fake boobs.
It's crazy old. It's like 1950s.
Okay. Yeah,
it's, torpedoed.
Boy, you were so close. I'd be physically sick at how hard I'd be laughing if you would.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.